Greetings and salutations, my minions. My name is Critical Kunik, and welcome to my RPG horror story Emporium, or at least the trailer for it. If you're not familiar with who I am, I run a YouTube channel, just simply called Critical Kunik. It will be in the description of this podcast, where I cover RPG horror stories that are a bit longer form, usually 8 to 12 minutes per story, and I do one episode per story. This podcast, which this is the very first episode of, is going to cover a bunch of shorter stories that are a little bit more digestible when you're just sort of traveling to work or listening while doing some menial tasks. In the future, I might expand upon it, and I am certainly currently going to be experimenting with the format, but that is at the very least the intent. Anyhow, without any further ado, let's roll for initiative and begin this sample story. Rules Lawyer Ruins My First Homebrew Campaign by Internal Reserve 846 on Reddit. Before I say anything, I was mad right after this, but it being a year later, I feel like it is okay to post, and I'm not mad about it anymore. List of characters: me, the DM; RL, the rules lawyer; Astra, I asked if I could use their character name for this post and they said yes; who's my old DM and gave me tips on how to do a homebrew. The people that I mentioned are important for this story, but just know that there are more people not listed that are also a part of it. I just made my first homebrew campaign with a little help from Astra. When I was ready to run the campaign, we invited a few friends, one being the rules lawyer in prior campaigns. They were not a problem, but when I did my first homebrew campaign, they got mad. From what I remember, I told the group that this was my first homebrew campaign, and rules lawyer started yelling at me, saying homebrew isn't how you play the game, you must follow the book to the T, and anyone who uses homebrew shouldn't be a DM. Then they calmed down, and then for the next few times we played, I was using the books, but one of the bosses they would fight was completely homebrew. Then rules lawyer did it again. I gave them one more chance, but Astra said no. They are ruining your first homebrew campaign, and second, they love my campaign, and all of my campaigns are homebrew. So, if I'm correct on the wording, they're a hypocrite. Insults were being yelled back and forth. We did kick them out after that for the next few months, and then I didn't want to run my homebrew campaign anymore. End post. Here's my thoughts on this, because what Astra said was that they already use homebrew content, and yet this player didn't care. So that leads me down one of two potential paths that this player was taking. Either they wanted to take advantage of the OP's newness to DMing to, for lack of a better word, cheat. They wanted to use their prior knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons or whatever tabletop system they were using to get a one-up, do better than they otherwise would. And if the OP's using homebrew content, that's not possible. So either that, or they were jealous. Now, what do I mean when I say they're jealous? Well, if this is a group of friends, maybe they wanted to DM first and just forgot to ask or put their foot forward and were a little jealous that OP got to DM before them. So they were giving them a harder time with it. That's probably the more likely scenario here. I can't imagine most players find it fun to cheat, but I didn't want to rule that one out. Regardless, arguing with them is not necessarily the solution. Simply tell them that Dungeons & Dragons, from the very get-go, from the original release even, was specifically designed for homebrew. I mean, most people don't play specific modules from D&D. The DMs effectively write their own modules. That's homebrew. Yes, the content in it may be from the books, but the story itself is homebrew, so at its core, D&D is homebrew. Tell them that. Also, while you're at it, tell them that it's all made up to begin with. You can do with it what you want as DM. If they still argue with you on it, then the solution's simple. Kick them out, or just passively aggressively don't invite them back to future sessions. Either solution really works there. But if they're fighting you on it, and you've made it clear that this is going to be a homebrew based campaign and they just can't accept it, then the solution to me is clear at that point. There's no place for them at the table. Anyhow, that concludes the trailer to this podcast. If you're wondering why the trailer had to be made before an episode even aired, It's simply so that we can put it up and have all the podcast channels across the various services live in time for when I actually want to launch the first episode. In the meantime, you can follow me at youtube.com/criticalcunic. Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.